We are learning Davav, and we're starting from the top of Davav. So the Gemara, Tani Chada, we learned the one brayso. Oyvachovim shis nadev nedav lebedek abayis mekabel menu. If a non-Jew, a guy, gave a nedav, gave a donation to bedek abayis, to the Beis Hamikdash to fix up the Beis Hamikdash, mekabel menu, mekabel. Tani Yidach, ain't mekabel. It's not a brayso. It says you're not mekabel. So it's a stira. One brayso says you are mekabel from donations. You do accept donations from a guy. And the other bride says, you do not accept donations from a guy. Omrav ilam raveich, and all kasha. Hove tchila, hove soif. The teretz is that by the beginning of building the Beis HaMikdash, there you don't accept any gifts, like we said before, because we're scared that they're gonna stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash by saying they're giving money, and then they're going to have their ideas, and they're going to slow it down by not giving money or telling them to listen to their ideas, and with that they're gonna make the building take a longer time and stop the building. Therefore, they don't accept by the beginning of building Beis HaMikdash, they do not accept presents. But after it's built already, they accept donations. Rav Asya Rav Yechanan says, by the beginning of building a Beis HaMikdash, you don't accept water and salt. To sell water and salt, that money should go to the Beis HaMikdash. Even that you don't accept. Because we don't want them to have any part in the beginning of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Besoif, at the end, after it's built already, then it depends. Dava mesuyim and kablam. Something that's very obvious that it came from the guy, and everyone remembers it came from the guy, imakablam. Because it's like a gnai for the Beis HaMikdash to have something that came from a guy, and also because the guy will say, oh, you see that thing over there, that's mine. That chandelier, that's my chandelier. So, Dov Masuyim, Emi Kablam. Dov Shein Masuyim, Emi Kablam. Dov that's not Masuyim, Emi Kablam. Hechi Dov Dov Masuyim. What's an example of Dov Masuyim? Marav Yosef Ben Amma Kal Ya'irev. A square tile that has on it a skir scroll, something to chase away the birds. They shouldn't settle on top of the Heichel, on top of the Beis HaMikdash. They had these called the Amma Kalya, it's called the Kalya Erev, something that chases away the birds, and that thing is a Stav Masuyim, and the guy will have to say, oh, that's my piece, I gave that. So that's how the Gemara learns that the beginning of the binyan is Aser, and afterwards it's Mutar to accept from a guy. Moshe Rav Yosef says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, V'geres al Osef Shemir HaPar Deshrela Melech, they sent a letter to the king that he should give us Eitzim to put beams for our Beis HaMikdash. So what do you see? Even Tchilas Binyan, we asked the Goyim for donations, and we accepted donations from the Goyim, from the king. From a king, you are allowed to accept donations in the beginning, because a Malchus, a king, when he says something, he doesn't change his mind. Uproot this mountain. He's going to uproot the mountain. He's not going to change his mind. That's it. If the king says something, that's the way it is. So once the king said you can build the Beis HaMikdash and he gave you beams for that, so then you're good to go, and therefore you're allowed to accept from a melech, from a king, presents. Omrav Yudam Rab. This Gemara following Gemara is going according to the Man Yama holds that if a guy owns a property in Eretz Yisrael, you could have a chi of ma'aser from it. A ma'aser, you could have, if you give ma'aser from it, there's a chalois ma'aser on what he gives from his field. So if a chavim shifres truma mekaryav, or truma, same thing, ma'aser or truma. So a guy was mafres truma from his pile of tvua. So he said, you know, this is truma. So when he's not sure, he knows what he's talking about. So bayit kenoisa, ibadas Yisrael, hefrishos das koyin. If he says, I want to do what the Jews do with this, then you give it to the Kohen, because that's what the Jews do with Trumas and Maisers. But if not, Bimlav, if he doesn't say he did a B'dach Yisrael, so then we're scared, maybe he meant to say, he doesn't have what Maisa does, he thought Maisa and Truma go to the Beis HaMikdash, go to Hektish. Bimlav to Unaganiza, Kashin and Shem Aliva Lashmayim. We're scared, maybe he meant to make it Hektish, and Mezvan Azeh, anyone who does Hektish goes to Geniza, because we don't have Hektish anymore. Talking about Mezvan Azeh, we don't have Hektish anymore. So at the end of the day, we're saying that Zachshash, when the guy takes off Truma, He means liboy lashemayim. Means to make hektish. Meisve asu akasha. Ivi chav mishestan de kaira goy dinei rabim. And he writes on the beam v'shem kosevulai. He writes shem Hashem on the beam. Boit ganai. So we ask him. Im Amar B'Das Yisrael for Shusa. If he says he did have a Das Yisrael, so then Yogod, you cut off Hashem's name. Vishtamas Moise. The rest of them can use for you know for better gabayis. He can name it to a shul. So we find out. We said if he meant to do whatever the Yisraelim do with the nations to the shul, so then you can use this beam, and you just cut the name Hashem of Hashem. They own it. You cut that off. Vishtamas Moise. Love. If not, to unagniza. Hashem Hashem v'Shemayim. If not, unagniza because we're scared. Maybe he meant to give it to Hekdesh. So the Mar makes a deal. Time of the Shem Kosvala. It's mashma only because he wrote Shem Hashem on the Kaira. We worry that maybe he meant to give it to Hekdesh. The Bayagniza. Ha in Shem Kosvala. If there was no Shem Hashem written in it, Le Bayagniza. Doesn't the Igniza. So what's Shabbat for? We're worried by Truma that's the Shem Shemayim. If here we said only if you write Shem Hashem is there a chash, he meant the Shem Shemayim. And for the Gemara, who didn't have to have the ancient Shem Kosvala ha nami Bayagniza? Even if he doesn't write the Shem Hashem on it, it needs Gniza. So why did it say a case of writing Shem Hashem on the Kaira? So the Chiddush is for the Reisha. Even though Shem's written in it, if he meant to give it to the Shul, Yogud Vishtamash Moise. You cut off the name, cut off Hashem's name, and Vishtamash Moise. Why? Because the Shem Shulim became a Lab Kaddish. If the Shem is not written on a Klaf, so then it doesn't make the whole entire thing Kaddish, only the place where it is. Like, for example, if you do write it on a beam or on Kalim, it's not Kaddish because that's not, it's Makim. It's Makim is on a piece of paper. Zog to Gemara Vaita. So that was the Chiddush. The Shem HaGal HaKadosh, it's now, we'll show you a Mishnah this idea. How you cost by Yodos Kalim Vakari Amita. If someone wrote Shem Hashem on Yodos Kalim or on the handles of Kalim or on the legs of a bed, or is yogurt beings, or, you know, you can cut it off and bury it. So you see this idea that if Hashem Hashem is written somewhere, it's not the whole thing, the rest of it is fine. Only the place where Hashem Hashem is, that's the only place where it's a problem. Not the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rab Nachman Rab Abua. Ha'imer Selazu. If someone says, Selazu of Tzedakah, says, I'm giving this Sela to Tzedakah. Mutul Shanaisa. And the way Rashi learns it means that I could borrow it back. I set aside a certain amount of money for tzedakah. I could borrow it and pay back. And if I need money right now, I could borrow it and pay back that money. But Savi Munela Atzmi in La'achala. I could borrow it for myself, but I can't lend it to someone else. That's what we thought. Itmar Ami Am Rav Yechanan. Bein La'atzmoi, bein La'achar. Rav Ami Rav Yechanan says, Shem Yechanan says, bein La'atzmoi, bein La'achar. You could borrow it for yourself. For yourself, and you could borrow it for someone else also. Lend it to someone else. It's my staka. Omrav Zera, lo yishonu, this whole din that I'm allowed to use the money either for myself or to lend it out. Eldom alai. Only if he says loshon alai, which means he's chayiv. He says, I am going to give $100,000. So therefore, since he's mekabel the money, he's mechayiv b'achrayi. So if he gets lost, he has to pay it back. If Omar Rezu, if he points to a certain amount of money, he says, this money is stock off, you have to give it be'en the way it is, and you cannot borrow it. That's what Rav Zeira wanted to say. I can say a svara the other way. Omazu, if he said zu, then we want you to let you use it. Why? Because once you're allowed to use it, then you become chayiv b'achrayis, become responsible for it. Keichet l'chayiv b'achrayis. If Omar a lie, but if you say a lie, you anyway chayav achrayis. Maybe you're not allowed to use a lie. Since you can say it's far both ways, Ella loy shna. Rava says either way. Sai if you say a lie, and sai if you say zu. Either way, you are allowed to use it. That's what Rava's coming out. Loy shna. Not the Marvai. The tank of us said Rava. Bring a riot to Rava because there's a brisa that's hard to understand what it means. The brisa says like this. Neder tzedakah, v'ein hekdesh tzedakah. My comment, what does it mean? Like neder tzedakah, like hekdesh tzedakah. That doesn't make sense. Now that doesn't mean tzedakah, hekdesh tzedakah. What does it mean? The lav hach comment, this is what it means. Tzedakah harehu b'bal ta'acha k'neder. Tzedakah has the same thing as b'bal ta'acha like a neder. That means you have to pay it up within the year, within 3 yom tovim. V'ein hekdesh, yilu hekdesh asho stamusu b'ein hekdesh now I'll use. Your tzedakah asho stamusu b'ein tzedakah you all have to use. So what the brisa means is, that tzedakah is similar to neder. It's Baal Ta'acha, but it's not similar to Hekdesh because you cannot, hekesh you can't use, and this you could use. Om Rav Kana, Amisosh Meitzik Avei Derav, Zim Radoi, Oma Aton Hochi Mesdi Dula. You set up the Memra your way, and the way you said the Memra, it didn't say anything about Olai Yazu. But we have a different girsa in the whole entire Memra of Tzedakah, by the beginning. You know, Mar start off, Omer Rav Nachman Avua, Omer Sel Zu, Tzedakah Mutal Shnoisa. You know, just says it's down, we're not sure if it's Olai Yazu, and that's where we have a Shalom in the Gemara. But Rav Kana didn't change. Omer Rav Kana, Rit Shmei Kameh Rav, it's been Maradah, Omer Atun Hakam Asitle, you had a Memra like this, and not Hakam Asitle, we had a Memra like this. Omer Rav Nachman Avua, Omer Rav, Omer Sel Zu, Tzedakah, someone says this seller goes to Tzedakah, you could change it for yourself or for other people. It means you can lend it out to other people, lend it to yourself. If you said a lie, and if you said a zoo, either way you can lend it out. And mix them, if you say a lie or zoo, if you have a cry, it's not, either way you can lend it out. Tonora, bottom, sell a zoo, tzedakah. Someone says, this seller is tzedakah. Actually, boss, they got by mutlos noisai. Before the Gabi actually got it, collected it, you allowed to borrow it to yourself. Mr. Boss, so you had Gabi also noise. So once it came to the Gabi Tzedakah, the person who gives out the Tzedakah, he can't already then use it for himself or use it for other people anymore. Great thing. Gemara, Andy, Raviana, Yosva Para. Raviana was a Gabi Tzedakah, had a lot of money, he used to borrow it and pay back. Shani Raviana, the Nichalu Aniyim, the Aniyim allow him to do that. They don't mind. Even though the Gabi Tzedakah is like Makabal for the Aniyim, and therefore it's a Shaila, how you let it use it, it belongs to the Aniyim. He doesn't care. The Aniyim don't care, Raviani. Why? The Kamu the Mashim also Maisalah. If he is out of money, the more he's out of money because he borrowed it, then he's going to collect more. He'll go out collecting more. And the Aniyim get more money this way because he collects more from more people. He forces more people to give tzedakah. And therefore, it's good for the Aniyim. The Aniyim allow him to use the money because it's good for them. They to make him, it's to encourage Raviani to go out and force more people to give tzedakah. That's a whole shot what it means, to force them. Pashas, it means that every person in the city had to give a certain amount of tzedakah. Just they, you know, they weren't getting around to doing it. So here, they could force them to just give their donations, give their pledges. So we got up a ton of rabbanon on top of Avon Beis.